About time.
It is about time.
Yeah.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Don't touch that dial. You've found the best. KLMJ.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today. Your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us this afternoon is State Representative Shannon Latham of Sheffield, representing Iowa House District 55. That is Franklin County and parts of Wright County in our broadcast area. Going to get an update on the legislative session as week six is here in the books. That was the first final deadline of the session. Going to be talking about some bills that just made the deadline that are moving on this session. And Shannon, as always, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us here today.
You're welcome. I always appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and talk with your listeners about updates from the state capitol.
So the last time we talked to you about over a month and a half ago, one of the priorities for you individually, as I've been asking state representatives and senators about their top priorities going into the session, one of yours was something you were talking about in years past, was kind of a grocery reimbursement program. And you're telling me off air that has been passed on now. So kind of talk a little bit more about that here, Shannon.
Yes, so that bill actually wasn't subject to this first funnel deadline because it passed off the House floor last session, and it is in the Senate, and it's in the Senate appropriations. And so appropriations and ways and means bills are not subject to the funnel deadline. So that's a topic that I know is still very much of importance to me. It's of very much importance to retailers, grocery stores across the state. And in fact, they'll be coming to the Capitol next week for their day on the Hill, so I know it will be a topic of discussion then.
And can you kind of explain again what it all entails in that program or that bill and how it would help, especially rural grocery stores? Because in your house district here, Shannon, one of which is in Latimer, they just opened up or reopened up a grocery store over there because, as you say, North Iowa is kind of a rural desert in terms of having access to that. So talk about the importance of this bill.
That's right. So there are studies that show communities that have access to a local grocery store are literally and figuratively healthier. So we know that they are the heart of a community. We saw how important that grocery store in Latimer was too recently during that blizzard when we had so many people who were stranded off the interstate. And, you know, Iowans do what Iowans do best, and that's care for others. And there were people there in that Latimer community that opened the store and helped provide food for those who were stranded. So those community grocery stores are so important. You know, we have so many people who are elderly. We have young families who need access to good staples, fresh fruits and vegetables. And one of the things that I'm really advocating for is for grocery stores to become part of the Choose Iowa program. So Choose Iowa is a program that Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg has been promoting, and it's really been funded well, I believe, in the last couple of years by the Iowa legislature to help local producers be able to market their products at farmers markets. Now we're trying to get more grocery stores to become Choose Iowa members. And that reminds me too, Mitch, when you're talking about bills that are of importance. Just this week, I was managing House File 2444. That bill was introduced by my good friend, Representative Chad Ingalls, who is also a proponent of the Choose Iowa program and also of the local foods community here in our state. So what that bill does, it passed through subcommittee, and just yesterday, I think it was just yesterday, that we passed it through the House Agriculture Committee as well. And it really helps expand Iowa's cottage food industry and allows local producers to come together for farm-to-table events. We're trying to create a special temporary event permit for those farm-to-table events. And so I'm looking forward to continuing that discussion anyway with the Department of Inspection and Appeals, as well as the Iowa Department of Agriculture. I met with both of them yesterday and Representative Ingalls, so we'll be having an amendment to that bill. But again, what it's really going to do is just expand those marketing opportunities for local producers. So I think there's a great connection there between the local producers and the local grocery stores. So whatever we can do is just a win-win, in my opinion, for both of those groups. So looking forward to working on both of those bills. There are two separate bills, like you mentioned, one for rural grocers, and then this one that expands marketing opportunities for local producers.
Again, we are joined by State Representative Shannon Latham of Sheffield, representing House District 55. So with the first funnel deadline, I guess anyway, basically in the books here, Shannon, what were some bills that you're kind of looking at that just made the deadline? I know you're saying off air is one of a record number of bills that were acted on prior to the deadline, I guess.
Yes, it was a record-breaking week as we were working on so many bills, getting them through subcommittee and committee this week for that first funnel. So I just mentioned to you that was a bill that I was glad that made the funnel out of agriculture. I'm back on the agriculture committee again now. We also had a couple of bills I think that will be of interest to farmers in our local area. They were right to repair bills. So we know that repair costs have just skyrocketed in recent years. And with the ag economy the way it is, we want to do what we can to help farmers reduce their costs. And so a couple of bills came out of the ag committee this week about allowing them to work on their original farm equipment. And so looking forward to seeing what happens next with those. Another bill that came out of the Commerce Committee that I was working on the subcommittee for was one called House File 2193. And that provides coverage for living organ donors. So it prohibits life, disability, and long-term care insurance company from limiting their coverage if they are live organ donors. So I believe March actually is Organ Donor Awareness Month. And that is something that's near and dear to my heart because my mom is a living organ donor and my dad was the recipient of a kidney from a living donor. And so I just want to put that plug in there for people who might be considering that or someone in our area who might be in need of that. So I think that's an important piece of legislation as well.
And then finally, obviously, we're over 6 weeks into the legislative session now. You obviously get emails, phone calls, what have you, every week. Do you have any concerns that were brought up to you from your constituents, from people that live in House District 55 that maybe caught your attention? Have you heard of any concerns that have been brought your way?
So I met with somebody from Hampton who's really active in the Trappers Association. So they're interested in having more flexibility with the tags they put on there. I also spoke with Kim Price from Franklin General Hospital. There's a bill that would be very helpful for Franklin General Hospital. We hope that that's a bill that might be coming up next week as well. And then another big topic that happened this week, Mitch, was the House actually passed state supplemental aid. And I know that that is something that's of importance to our community school districts because they base their budgets on it. And so that was a big hurdle cleared this week. And there was an agreement made between the House, the Senate, and the governor so that we can move that forward. And that is at 2% SSA.
Okay, so that's at 2% because initially the Senate proposed a 1.75% increase. So obviously some common ground was made in that. So that's always a big topic too, SSA every year, I guess. So see how that moves forward and all that. Again, we're joined by State Representative Shannon Latham of Sheffield, Iowa House District 55, as we talk about the current legislative session, the first of the funnel deadlines now passed. She talked about some of the bills that made the deadline, also one of her priorities related to the grocery reimbursement program, which did not have to meet the deadline. It already was in the works last year. So she talked about that. And Shannon, anything else you'd like to add here? I guess I know here FFA week is now upon us. You are the executive director of the Iowa FFA Foundation. So anything else you want to add maybe about FFA week here too?
Certainly. So FFA week will be kicking it off in style, literally, as the Iowa FFA Foundation will be hosting its annual Black Tie Blue Jackets Gala at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. So I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of friends and partners and supporters at that. And then I will be traveling throughout the state for National FFA Week because we will be announcing the 7 semifinalists for the Iowa Golden Owl Award. So I think a lot of people are familiar with the Golden Apple Award. The Golden Owl is given to FFA advisors and ag ed instructors in each of the FFA districts across the state. So like I said, I'll be traveling around making those announcements, and then the grand prize winner will be announced in April during the Iowa FFA conference.
Well, Shannon, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. As always, always appreciate the update, and have yourself another good week of the session, I guess.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Shannon Latham, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton with exciting news. Our limited time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.